before we start, you guys, I needed to talk to Ari about something. And
oh, Lord.
No, no. What is it? It's just something that's been on my mind a little bit. I feel like I don't really understand why when we hang up the phone, you don't say I love you.
I always say I love you.
You don't more think, often than not,
what do I
you
do?
Hang up. I don't know. You hang up, and then I say love you, and then you hang up. Or I don't say I love you.
You have earrings spare.
I know I don't have earrings in. I know I forgot them.
Your ears are so little.
My ears are what?
Little? So little. Okay, wait.
You have little ears too.
Okay, wait. I don't say I love you.
You don't. You rarely ever. So sometimes I don't say love you to spare my own feelings and my ego. And then I feel bad because I'm like, that's not like me. I love saying I love you when we get off the phone.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Oh, God. What?
Why don't you spend more time with me?
Why don't I spend more time with you? I have neglected every friendship, relationship, my own family for my relationship
every
with you.
Every friendship?
Yes.
Okay.
I have neglected every... Nobody gets my time more than you do.
So who's getting all your time?
You!
And who else?
Jesus.
All right.
All right. Hi, guys. We are really excited to come on today because we want to talk about something very near and dear to our hearts, and that is purpose. Your life purpose, God's purpose for you. I feel like purpose is something that plagues people of every age. I believe that a lot of mental health issues are a result of a lack of purpose in life. Mm-hmm. It's the constant question for everyone. What is the meaning of life? Why does my life matter? What is my purpose? What am I supposed to do? It's really hard.
Yeah, it is.
And really existential, and thank God we have the word to rely on. So,
all right. What are we reading today?
So today we're going to read out of Luke chapter 1, and we're going to start at verse 26, Christ's birth announced to Mary. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." You want to keep going?
But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus.
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" Which means, how can I be pregnant when I've never been with anybody? And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is one of the best stories. I don't know if anyone hasn't heard the story of when the Holy Spirit, when the angel of the Lord came to Mary, but it's just so beautiful. And I don't know if there's so many stories on purpose in the Bible, but this is such a good one because her purpose was to give birth, to carry, to conceive, carry, and then give birth to the living God.
Yeah. And I love when they say in 35, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Like, I just love that so much because most of the time we think so small and God's purpose for us is bigger than we could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. You know, we think that we're not good enough, we're not educated enough. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, there's nothing you can't do when you have the power of God within you.
It's so true. I know. This gives me so much. I just feel so empowered when I read something like this. The Holy Spirit will come upon you in the power of the highest, like the power of Jesus, the same power, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within us and can help us fulfill our purpose. Yeah. And I mean, I imagine, and then in Matthew chapter 1, it talks about kind of from Joseph's perspective, when he was supposed to marry Mary, and they had never been together. And then the angel of the Lord came to her and said, your wife is going to conceive. And he's like, well, that's not my baby. So I'm just going to, and Joseph was such a good man that he was like, you know what? I'm just going to put her away quietly. I'm not going to make a spectacle of her. And I'm just going to have her give birth and that's it. And then the angel of the Lord said, no, your purpose in this situation is to be there for Mary. You're going to be the father of the living God.
So beautiful.
And I mean, I don't think, I imagine Mary went her whole life not even knowing what her purpose was going to be. Mm-hmm. And her purpose was arguably one of the greatest in the whole Bible. Yeah. And so we have so much to talk about today on purpose. I want to start with reading what is the meaning of purpose. So purpose, in a general context, means the reason for which something is done in a particular way, an object to be reached, a target, an aim, or a goal. And then the biblical meaning of purpose is, purpose means the reason for which you were originally designed by God, the reason for your very existence. What do you think about purpose?
Oh, purpose has been one of the biggest things in my life, especially this past couple years. I think, like, I loved what you said earlier. I think that it can cure a lot of people that suffer from such severe depression and anxiety. It's because they don't have purpose. Mm-hmm. When you have purpose, I'm not saying it all goes away, but you find that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. We're here because God has a purpose for each and every one of us.
Exactly.
Like I said, I really struggled a lot this past couple of years. I hesitated to read this, but it was so funny. I felt like it was put on my heart to read it. I was in my new place and I was going through my things and this old journal fell out. And I just, like, opened it because I ran out of journals. And in the first page, I wrote October 21st, 2021. Can I read it to you?
Yeah, please.
So it says, God, I pray you help me learn my way. I have spent months not understanding where I belong, not knowing where I'm supposed to be, feeling incredibly purposeless, not feeling good enough, listening to everyone around me thrive in their careers, yet I'm still so stuck. I pray you help me find happiness in my career life. I hope something comes and gives me energy and a push. I'm tired. I wake up in fear and anxiety, not knowing what to do or who to be. I feel like it's the only thing missing in my life. And I just, like, broke down when I read that.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
That's why journaling is the best thing you can do, because it reminds you of where you were and you can compare it to where you are now. And I can't believe he would open that up to you and, like, highlight that and bring it to your attention because there are times where we forget how far we've come, and it's little reminders like that that are like, actually, you should be so grateful of where you are right now.
He wanted me to see that. It was like, wow. What is purpose to you?
I have any time in my life that I struggled with my mental health, I was lacking purpose.
Yeah.
And I know for me that I've tried to fill myself with so many different things throughout my life. Boys, relationships, substances, my career, money, attention, like all of the things. We are insatiable. I have tried finding purpose in so many things, and there is only one thing that I've been successful at finding my purpose in, and that is Jesus. Mm-hmm. I had this like later in my notes, but I'm just going to say it now because it's should be the basis of this whole podcast. Our sole purpose in life is to know Jesus and to make him known. That is our why. That's our reason. That's our end and our beginning. Like the day I started living for Jesus, I don't have to look for my purpose. He's here. He's within me. I have my purpose.
Yeah.
I don't need to wonder and think, when is it going to come? When am I going to find it? Am I going to stumble upon it?
Yeah.
He is our reason.
Yeah. You have to tell our story too.
All right. Well, okay. So me and Ari have a story about before we started Girls Gone Bible. And let's just say that Girls Gone Bible is the best thing that's ever happened to us. We did a poll yesterday for everyone to ask questions about purpose. And I wrote at the top of the poll, "We love you guys so much. It's insane." And it's so random that I said that. But I really, in that moment, felt so overwhelmed at the fact that we love you guys so much, and to answer your questions and to hear your stories, to get your messages, has given us everything we could ever ask for in our lives. Mm-hmm. And I know both of us have gone looking in so many different places for purpose. And this is like, finally, I just feel like God is like, you went through a lot to get here, but I'm so happy that we're here now. Yeah. And you found it.
Yeah.
And Ari and I have a situation. So we go to one Potter's house in LA. And one Sunday, it was just her and I in church. And they were doing an altar call at the beginning of the service. Pastor Torre was preaching. And they did it at the beginning. And there were people like, it was, first, let me say that one Potter's house is such an anointed church. Things change in that place. Things happen. They transform. Yeah. Like, lives change there. The Spirit of God is there.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people like wailing in the audience, and people were crying, and me and Ari were overtaken by emotion. We were crying. And we had a moment where the music was playing. Everyone was looking forward, and then they say something where they have you turn to your partner and say, you both say something that you need from God or you want to change or to be delivered from, and then the other person says, "It is done in Jesus' name." Me and Ari, I'll never forget it, because that's the moment our lives changed. We both had tears going down our face. We looked at each other, crying like little girls. We said the same thing at the same time. We needed to be delivered out of the situations that we were in. Yeah. Ultimately, we needed purpose. We needed Jesus. We needed to live for him for real. We wanted to get away from the people we were around, out of the environments we were in.
Yeah.
We looked at each other like little girls.
And crying, holding each other. It was one of those moments I will never forget.
It really was.
It was one of those moments that we left there and we looked at each other and we said, we need to remain patient because something's going to change.
We kept saying it after that. We were like, something's going to happen.
And very shortly after it did.
We started Girls Gone Bible maybe 2 weeks later. And our whole lives changed. We never expected it. We didn't know, but we knew that day we came into agreement with each other and with God that like we were done in the life that we were living and things were going to change and he was going to move.
We went through a lot in that time. We had to learn a lot. You know what it is? I think sometimes God doesn't change our circumstances because he's trying to change us within our circumstances. Our inner strength, our maturity, our character, all the things that we must need for the greater purpose that God has for our life.
Yeah.
And I know that's what he did for us. That's why just know that your wilderness season or your breakup or whatever pain you're in, whatever you're going through, it's all for such a greater purpose God has for your life.
Mm-hmm.
Angela and I went through so much, and I know it was just building us and building us and building us to the purpose that we have right now.
100%. And he was just getting us ready.
He was equipping us, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just so grateful to him. But the truth is, our purpose came when we were so submitted to God. Like, we couldn't have stepped into that purpose before that. And I do want to say something, that purpose doesn't just mean that you're going to purpose, like living in God's purpose for you and spreading the gospel doesn't mean that you need to become a preacher or a speaker or, you know, get up on a podcast and start speaking. Like, you do that at home with your friends, with the people around you. So don't think that, like, purpose means you have to do this big, grandiose thing. And if you're not in the spotlight, you're not in your purpose. Because God, first of all, most of the time works in obscurity. Like, he... sometimes you'll think that you're not even chosen because you're hidden. But really, God is just waiting to highlight you until he's ready, until you're ready, until the time is right. And, like, for example, Jesus went 30 years, like 31 years before starting his ministry. Nobody knew all that time that he was the Son of God. Mm-hmm. Like, he was the Messiah, the Christ, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Like, he is the God of all gods. And he went 31 years humbly, not like looking for that attention. And then when God said it was right, he said, my time has not come yet. Right. When God said it was right, he elevated, he started to fulfill his purpose.
Sometimes you'll go through years of routine before you're provoked to your purpose.
Yeah.
You know,
we got a lot of questions saying that, we got so many of the same questions about purpose, saying, people asking, should I wait? Like, what do I do while I'm waiting? Do I wait for God, like, to clearly tell me what to do? And I really think that God wants us to do. He wants us to, we've all been given gifts. We've all been given talents. While those aren't our sole purpose, those gifts and talents, he still wants us to get up and do something. Yes. If God woke you up today, if you have breath in your lungs and blood running through your veins, you have a purpose. Get up and do something.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. God wants to see you work and put it to the test and work hard.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was, I was just thinking about this because I was doing things that I didn't want to do. But I think because I kept going, he kept me so humble. I failed and failed and failed, but I kept going and I kept trying new things. And now that I feel like I am living in my purpose, I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that you say that. Okay, this is a conversation we had the other day because Ari, what I love about Ari is you're literally one of the most hardworking people I've ever met in my life. I mean, she has done so many things. You've started businesses and she's done it all on her own. No one backing her, no one paying for it. Like, you've done so much and you've tried. Maybe sometimes things didn't work out the way you wanted to, but you didn't care. You just picked back up, learned what you needed to learn, and then did the next thing.
Yeah.
But you never stopped. You kept going. And now it's equipped you to, like, handle things really well with our business now.
Yeah.
And you know the conversation we had the other day in the car when we were like, sometimes we try to force a purpose in our life that isn't actually God's purpose.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, because a lot of people asked, how do you know if something isn't God's purpose for you?
I heard this quote about, like, balancing our desires with God's needs.
Whoa.
Like, God knows what we need. So if we don't have something, it's ultimately because we don't need it yet.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't put us in our current situation, like, for no reason. He has a purpose and he has a plan.
Yeah.
So I feel like we can trust him in such a way that our talents and our desires will be used for his intended purposes, for him and his glory.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow, I love that so much.
But
it's like what you said, like, our gifts and our talents will be used for his glory. I think we need to look at, when you want to find your purpose, I think you want to look at, what has God given you already? What talent, what gifts, what strengths, what has he given you that it's clear, like, you were born with these gifts, right? Because that could lead you to your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also want to look at, where are doors opening for you? Because I think sometimes when you're doing something, and I'm not saying, okay, because this is a little tricky. Yeah, because I'm not saying that, like, just because something is hard, you should give up at it. But I do think that you need to be honest with yourself and be like, do I feel like God is backing me? Do I feel like he's opening doors? For example, my acting, right? I truly believe that is my purpose has changed. I used to think that acting was my purpose. Now I know that acting is a means to get me into doors to fulfill my purpose in spreading the gospel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But like, I was given the gifts and then God has consistently opened doors for me.
Yeah.
It's been an uphill battle at times. It's been really hard. There have been times where I'm like, am I even supposed to be doing this? But I've always felt God backing me because it just made sense. Mm-hmm. There have been other things in my life where I'm like, this doesn't make sense because I don't have peace in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have peace in it. And I just want to say that when you're not obedient to God, he will never give you peace in whatever you're doing. And it's something I've had to look at, that he's not going to bless my sin.
It's true. It's true. I was thinking about everything with my purpose. Like, I came here when I was a little girl. Like, I was just, I was 17, barely 18, and I had big dreams.
Yeah.
You know, I had big dreams, and I came here, and If you're in the industry, you understand, you know, 1 month you're on top of the world, and then 4 months it's instability.
Yeah.
So it's like I had constant anxiety. It was taking over my life. Like, I could not be present in the now. I was just thinking when, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Who am I supposed to be? And I feel like that is not how you find your purpose. That creates obsession.
Yes.
And I really can't say this enough. Like, the way to find your purpose, like Angela said, is being faithful to God and following him. I'm sorry. I didn't understand what I was doing, what decision to make. I was broken. I was confused. And I just kept hearing God be like, I don't want you to do anything right now. I want you to just stand still because it's not your time yet.
Yeah.
Like, I know now that I feel like I'm finally in my purpose right now, I can see, I'm seeing all the dots that are connected, and I'm seeing that in order to do anything, I had to find him first. I was too focused on me and my career and everything, and I wasn't, it's not about me. This life isn't about you. It's about Jesus. And until I found him and I devoted my life to him, that is how my life is where it is now.
I am so annoying. Literally the whole time you speak, I'm like, I get so excited. It's so true. I'm telling you. People are like, what if I missed my calling? What if I didn't pursue it when I should have? What if I didn't know and I missed it? You can't miss your calling if you're focused on God. He is the calling. He's the calling. He's the purpose. He's the focus. Like, everything else will come, the job and whatever you're supposed to be doing in your average, like, everyday life. But, like, he is the purpose.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
I don't know if you had this as well, but I constantly had this like daunting, nagging voice in my head that God wanted more for my life. Like, I had been in the industry for so many years, but I just felt it in my heart that there was more. Like, I always wanted to help others, always. I actually, right after COVID, I was going to go to nursing school, but obviously that fell through. And it's just, it's crazy. Like, he'll plant the seed, I feel like.
Yeah. I love that. You were going to go to nursing school.
When
Because you were like, I don't know what to do. All I want to do is help people. And this is the only thing that I know I can do. So I want to become a nurse. That's the cutest thing
I just
ever.
Wanted to help people. And I didn't know how or why, but I kept thinking about it. And when I started devoting my life to God, I would sit at church and I would just look at him and I would say, Jesus, I don't know what to do, but who do you want me to be? What do you want me to do? And where do you want me to go? I didn't even know if I was even supposed to stay here. But when I really fully surrendered my life to him and I was like, I'm just going to be still right now. Sometimes, Sometimes the best thing to do is just be still and not do anything at all. Yeah. Not saying don't work. I mean, I've had to take care of myself my whole life, so I've always been a worker. But sometimes you don't really have to worry about what you're supposed to do. Just be still and lean on God and keep praying and asking Him and tell Him to guide you. Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. I mean, I love that so much. Like, just be still. Know that He is God. Know that He will take care of it.
Can I add on when you said that you felt like God was being like, I don't want you to do anything right now. There was one time where someone had commented and said, we love Socrates. He's like our favorite side character in the Girls Gone Bible cinematic universe. That was so cute. But like Socrates, I remember one time I called him and I was saying, Socrates, I have not had a lot of work recently. I'm not really making, like, I'm fine financially, but like, I want to work. Like, I want to do something. Why am I not having this type of work or that or whatever? And he goes, well, the reason is because God wants you to spend time with Him.
Oh, yeah. You told me this. Yeah.
And in that moment, I was like, oh, every time that I feel like I'm lacking work, which I easily make an idol out of sometimes, every time I feel like I'm not having work, I know it's because God is saying, hey, remember who your true provider is. You get close to me and you focus on me during this time.
You have no idea how much I struggled. I mean, you guys, and by the way, anyone who compares your life to others on the internet, it's all an illusion.
Yeah,
true. I mean, we live in Hollywood. It's none of it's real. Everyone puts their best photo up. No one ever puts their bad ones up. But I struggled so immensely. I can't even tell you. I couldn't even, I went months without a job.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand why. And it truly is because I was not focused on God.
Yeah.
And He was just searching, trying so hard to find me, for me to find Him. And
And it's just so funny because the life as a Christian, it is obviously the best thing you can do in your life, but there is a sense of, and it's a good thing, it's a good little thing from the Holy Spirit. Like, God just won't let you be, He's like a good father who wants the best for us, and He knows what we can accomplish and what we're capable of, and He's not going to let us, He's just not going to let us settle. He's not going to let us do less than what He created us to do. Mm-hmm. And so He'll sit there and be like, that's not what I want for you. And He just like, I don't know. It's just, I think it's cute that He's like that.
It's true.
In terms of purpose and God's will for your life, the number one prayer you can ever say is, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in my career as it is in heaven, in my life, in my mental health, in my relationships as it is in heaven. His will be done. Over ours, His plan, His purpose, His will. When you surrender to God, you really don't have to worry because He will work everything out. Yeah. He'll figure it out. He really will. That's why He says, don't be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, thanksgiving, make your requests be made known to God. Like, you don't have to worry about anything.
And I was thinking too, you know, even people coming that can't afford colleges and stuff. Yeah. Like, some people come from really difficult backgrounds.
Yeah.
They come from abuse. They come from broken relationships. They're broken. And they're so broken, they're like, how can I possibly even find my way? Well, guess what? That's going to be an even greater testimony for you. It's going to be just understand that God is so close to you and He will be there with you.
Right. And He will use all of those things that you believe are a disadvantage. He will use it to your advantage.
He did it for me.
That's who He is.
He did it for me. When I started even my podcast with you, I was broken. Mm-hmm. I was broken. And He used all of that for my greater good. So
the Bible says, I think it's in Matthew 6, seek first the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Seek first, Jesus first. That's before you worry about your purpose in life, in what you're supposed to do. You seek first the kingdom of God. You get close to Jesus. Our purpose, God's will for our lives, is to know Jesus and to make Him known, to bring other people to him, to bring other people to Christ. And you will see how everything else in your life just flourishes when you focus on him like that. And I feel like a lot of the time when people are not close to God, now there are some people who go their whole lives not knowing Jesus who are fine. That's the truth. Now, what happens after they die is why it's important to receive Jesus and receive salvation. But there are so many people who don't know Jesus, and that's truly why they feel empty. And I don't care what anyone says. That is their reasoning for being empty, because we have a God.
That is why.
100%. We have a God-sized hole in our hearts that nothing can fill except Jesus.
Yeah.
And we were created to have a relationship with Jesus. That's why when you're not in relationship with him, you're not spiritually right. Like, you don't feel good. I know when I wasn't in relationship with Jesus, I did not feel good. I was not right. My paths were not straight. We were created to have a relationship with him, to be in fellowship with the Holy Spirit every single day. And without that, we will always feel empty. We will always have lack. But with him, he can do exceedingly and abundantly more in our lives and in our hearts than we could ever ask for.
That is why, I know, that's why I'm so passionate about this, because I have watched what he did in my life and in your life.
Yeah.
And I would be in a hole, a really deep hole that I was in just a year ago, if I didn't just seek him and find him. He literally changed my life. He brought me to my purpose. That's why we come on here every week, and we just really want to help you guys, because he is the way. He is the way.
He is the way. And I'm telling you, I know it sounds silly. I know it sounds weird that if I just preach the gospel, if I tell other people about Jesus, that will make me feel full. Yes, that is our sole purpose in life before anything. And I can't tell you how freeing it is to sit here and be like, oh, actually, first of all, life is a blip. I remember somebody asked my 95-year-old grandma, what was it like to live so many years? And she said it was like blinking.
Oh, yeah.
It was like blinking.
It's the end of summer. How?
I know. It's the end of summer. We didn't even go to the beach. No, seriously. It goes by so fast. While this life is so precious and so important, it's nothing compared to what comes after in life with Jesus. And that's why you have to be kingdom minded. You have to focus on Jesus. You can't be so consumed with the riches of this life and money and fame and success and all this stuff and work and material things, because you can't take it with you.
That's why so many successful people are so empty, because they don't have Jesus. You can have all the money in the world. I see it every day here. They are the most emptiest people. It's because that's all they think about is career and money and this and that. They don't have God.
If I'm being honest, the more money you have, the more miserable you are. Money is the root of all evil.
You can be successful. Yeah, you can be successful, though. You can do really well. I know very successful people that have God in their lives, and they have balance. It's all about balance. But yeah, if you're sitting here thinking, well, how is God going to help bring me to my purpose? Oh, he will, because he did that with me in under a year.
Mm. And we have to be honest what it is. And we don't preach the gospel because someone is holding a gun to our head and forcing us. We do it because we've lived the experience that when Ari and I both started reading the Bible and then telling other people about Jesus, bringing people to Jesus, that is our purpose. I really want us to, we did this a couple episodes ago and we really wanted to do it again today. We want to give anyone an opportunity who hasn't come to Jesus to say this prayer with us. Jesus loves you so, so much. I promise you that your purpose is found in him. It's a life that is worth living, a life that is full, a life that has meaning and purpose. And you will never again ask yourself, what is the meaning of life? What is my purpose? Was I created for a reason? You are created by him and for him. And he just wants you to come back home to him. So say this with me if you'd like. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust you and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I love that so much.
Purpose. That is your purpose. And we'd also like to say, too, while we're here, that saying the prayer is great. We would really encourage you guys to get baptized if you can. Mm. Get baptized by the name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Become new in Christ. I mean, it's the best thing you can ever do. That'll be your birthday, basically. Your new life, your new self, your new soul.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Ari and I hosting a Girls Gone Bible baptism?
I would love that. Also, what do you guys think about us doing? Maybe we could do a live baptism and a live Bible study, like all in one even. I know that we keep getting those comments about the Bible study.
I would love to do a live Bible study. We should probably do that. We
write could
do
in the that. Comments what you guys would want us to do, because we really want to put something together. And so
yeah, we could help have a little help and direction. But I don't know. I just feel like a Girls Gone Bible baptism. I just, not everybody lives in LA, but let us know if you'd be willing to travel.
And we can even do a live taping also. Like, we'll have people there that are in LA, and we'll also live tape it so people can tune in and watch it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Man, it's just so crazy how our purpose changed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you and I used to sit here and just talk about just being in the industry and things like that, and it's just, God really just...
Oh, I can't tell you how freeing it is, too. I'm so happy to not sit here and be like, I want to be, like, I don't, like,
I know.
I'm just
please.
It's so freeing. It's so freeing to live for Jesus. People think that it's just so funny because people think religion means that you have to abide by all these rules and that it's strict and a life of, you know, just being confined to whatever. Jesus is freedom. You have no idea. Sin is strict and you know, holds you down and back. Yeah. Jesus frees you.
Yeah.
The truth will set you free. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ is the truth.
Yeah.
He is the one true living God, you guys. Like, there's nobody like Jesus. No. There never will be. There never was. He created us for a reason, for a purpose. And I have this written down here. It's Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So it doesn't matter what your career is. If you're a firefighter, a pilot, you work at the grocery store, you do whatever. Like, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. You don't need to come on a podcast or get up on a stage to spread the gospel. In fact, I really, before we do anything, I really want to read this question. I love the questions that we got. This girl said, feeling a calling to be famous, but can't tell if it's God or just me wanting attention, LOL. I love the LOL. And I was thinking about this so much because people really, really think that fame is a good thing. And I just want to say, not me and Ariel are not famous by any means, obviously, but we have clearly had some attention now. And, you know, from the podcast and from whatever, most people, like, they did a poll in school saying, like, what do kids want to be when they grow up? And it used to be the firefighters and the astronauts and whatever. It is all, everybody's answer is basically to be YouTube or TikTok famous.
I know. And that's why I mentioned earlier about the internet is such an illusion.
Oh, yeah.
It really, really is. It's not what you think it is. It's not real.
It's not. And also, I think the reason most of the time people want to be famous or they want attention is because they want to feel seen.
Yeah.
And we are here to tell you that attention doesn't make you feel seen.
No.
In fact, it actually feels the opposite.
Yeah.
Because to feel seen means that you feel understood.
Yeah.
And when I get attention on the internet, while a lot of it's good, and sometimes, especially the people on the YouTube and the Spotify, like, we feel so understood because you guys get us. Those comments and that stuff on, like, the Instagram, I have never felt more misunderstood by people.
Yeah.
I don't
feel
seen in a good way.
And alone a little bit,
too. Oh, my gosh. It's so lonely.
Yeah, when you read those negative comments and things like that, because you can't help but read them, it's a very weird, lonely feeling. And I think it's a lot of spiritual warfare, too. I know there's been days where we just feel completely like dead. Like, yeah. If we're being honest, since this, like, comes so many great things because we have such purpose and we're really helping so many people. But then there's another side of it where we feel completely, like, depleted. And
I have goosebumps. I'm so happy that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Because you're so right that we have had the biggest purpose of our life and it has not been easy. So you need to remember that a lot of the time God's purpose for you won't be easy. Look at Mary.
Yeah.
Mary, I'm like, I don't know why the Passion of the Christ, the scene where Mary is on the floor and she's watching Jesus up on the cross literally wrecks me every time.
Yeah.
Mary's, you could say Mary's so cool. She's so lucky. She got to have Jesus. She got to be Jesus's mom. She had to watch her own son be crucified as an innocent man.
Yeah.
They tortured him.
I know.
How? Nothing could be more difficult. She's a mom at the end of the day, regardless of if that's her purpose. Like, she is his mom. That's her baby. That's her son. And I don't know, like, just, you're so right.
I think as a young girl, especially, like, we're just looking at the internet and we're looking at all these celebrities and all this, all the money they're making. Guys, when we tell you it's not what it looks like, it is, those are, just focus on God, focus on God, focus on God, and you will know what to do. And also just trusting. I mean, trust can feel like an awfully big pill to swallow, especially when we must take a completely different route than the one we were expecting.
Yeah.
But that's why we must trust God despite our feelings. We must stand on his promises, even when our mind is begging us to feel uncertain or confused.
Yes, his promises are yes and amen, and you can stand on those promises. I have here 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. The world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but from this world. And this world is fading away, along with everything people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. The things of this world are fleeting. They are here today, they're gone tomorrow. Yeah. But the kingdom of God is forever. And that's why we must pursue Jesus and righteousness.
Yeah.
It's the answer. I'm sorry. That's the answer. That's the key. Jesus is the answer to literally everything.
Yeah.
There's no going around it.
There isn't. Honestly, I know we sound so repetitive, but I lived it this year. I really, really did. I mean, when I tell you, couldn't book a job, I was completely just mentally gone because I solely was just so focused on me. What do I do? Where do I go? Who am I supposed to be? And I did not even focus on God for a second. And my life has, I wake up every morning and I put my hands up and I look up to him and I say, God, thank you so much. Like, you have changed my life. Like, you, I know, I mean, I even have friends, they're struggling. They don't know who to be or where to go. And I just encourage them, guys, I'm telling you, the minute you stop focusing on your purpose and you just stand still and you focus on God and you pray to him and you make him your first priority before anything else, that is when he's going to provide you with the career and your purpose and what you're meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, you're going to just keep going down this path of struggle and not having an identity.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's the biggest thing too. Like, I would say I really didn't have an identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do believe that's why nothing was coming into my life. How are you supposed to fill your life purpose with no identity?
Mm.
How? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And not only will he bring you the purpose, he's going to bring you the right people too, to give you the confidence. Some people just don't feel good. I know it because I lived it. I just didn't feel good. I couldn't even get out of bed in the morning. you know? And when I really just started focusing on him, he brought me all the people that lifted me up. It was like you, and then, you know, you like lifted me up and like brought me to where exactly I was supposed to be. They're gonna be like angels that come into your life. You know?
Man.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's the
greatest. How do I drop this mic?
He's the greatest.
He's the greatest. The identity in Christ thing is, I mean, we should have a whole episode on putting our identity in Christ. I remember when I was younger, I remember being like 21, and I was just, I had absolutely no identity, and I thought I did. I thought I was a confident person. I thought I was this and that. I didn't know anything. I didn't know who I was. My identity was built on the people around me, the people in my life, the things in my life. And you know what happens when everything comes crashing down? Because it will, and you'll lose everything. Where does your identity go when those things are gone? That's why Jesus is the cornerstone, our firm foundation, the only thing that we should build our life on, because he's the only thing that can't be taken down or away from us.
Right. And I just want to say, because we're going to answer questions, but we got this last minute question, and a girl asked, what if I don't have a purpose? I'm a stay-at-home mom. Is that enough? And I just want to tell you moms that being a mother as a woman is the greatest purpose you can ever have. I mean, please understand that there is nothing more purposeful, and that is the hardest job, to be a mom. Yeah. I look at my friends, I'm just like, you are a warrior.
Truly.
Like, you're the real warrior, you're raising children. And I even look at mothers and I'm like, I wish I could be there right now. So you're looking at us, we're looking at you. So it is the greatest gift, the greatest job. We applaud you.
Truly. I love that so much. We look at them and they look at it's the grass is always greener.
Yeah.
We'll try to go through these
quick.
I have this one. Feel like my calling is to a job that is not Christ-centered and very anti-Christian. How do I bring Christ to it? I'm going to speak from experience, and I don't know exactly how to answer this one, because I've done some things. I'm figuring this out as I go. But something that I realized recently, I was in bed the other day and I was thinking about some things that I've done and possible things. And I was like, but like, if God, you know, if this opportunity comes into my life, it's got to be from God. If it pays this well when God knows I need it, it's got to be from God. And I had the realization that God will never ask us to sin to provide for ourselves.
That's right. Yes.
And that's all I'm going to say to you. I feel you. I understand you. I'm going through it sometimes. Like,
yeah, we go through it a lot in our career. Believe me.
It's not necessary.
And you'll know when you get close to God, you'll know what's right and what's wrong. And you'll hear it really clear in your head.
And sometimes, though, he does ask us to go into spaces that don't make sense for us to be in, because someone needs to represent Christ in there. But it's all about discernment, and it's your relationship with God, and it's up to you guys.
Closed doors. I believe closed doors, or a non-occurrence, is to bring about a new fruit into your life or a new opportunity while preventing and protecting you from a path God never had intended for you.
Wow.
So, again, I will say this. There is purpose in your pain.
I'm 27, and I feel like I've missed God's purpose for my life. Thoughts? All right, my girl, let me tell you one thing. 27, you are young. Yeah. You have not, like, come on. Like, you are so, God, society makes us feel like if you didn't hit your peak at 21, it's over for you.
And that is so far from the truth. Yeah. You're just beginning your maturity.
And I will say, first of all, 30 is the new 20. Yeah. 40 is the new 30. We're just getting better. We're living longer. We're getting better. Like, it's never God. Like, how old Sarah and Abraham? Right? They were, I can't remember the exact age, but they were very, very old before they had their kid.
Yeah.
And they were obviously thinking they would never have a kid because they're that old. And God was like, actually, no, because with Christ, all things are possible. And so you're never too old. Even if you were 60, I would tell you, you're definitely not too old to fulfill your calling that God has for you.
So true.
Somebody said, how can we hear our purpose if the enemy is keep whispering in our ear? Let me tell you one thing.
Oh, do what you do.
Let me tell you one thing about the enemy. Of course he's going to whisper in your ear and distract you and get into your head and try to put you off course. But let me tell you something else. The voice of God, the sovereign God, the Lord of Lords, is the only voice that matters. And you, through prayer and through asking God, Lord, I ask you to silence, shut the mouth of the devil in my mind. I ask you to silence him, silence his voice, and I want you to amplify your voice, God. Give me ears to hear, give me eyes to see, and amplify your voice so I know clearly that it's you, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Purpose when you feel unworthy. When I came into this podcast, I felt insecure and unworthy, but I did it anyway. And when God sees that, he will be right beside you, pushing you, and the Holy Spirit will be in you. And like I said earlier, when the Holy Spirit's in you, it will do the work for you. Funny story real quick. When Angela and I first did this episode, we filmed our first episode. I watched the episode. I could barely even form a sentence. I looked at her, I said, you need to find a new co-host. I'm not doing this. I cannot be vulnerable. I can't even like properly speak. I don't feel good enough. Well, thank God I didn't let the enemy get in my head.
Let's go.
All that unworthiness, it's all from the enemy. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I promise you, just keep going and keep putting one foot forward.
Also, when you have those thoughts, I know we've talked about this so many times, it gets easier to ignore when you realize what it is. If you're thinking awful things about yourself, that's not you, nor is it God. Like, understand that that's the enemy and just, like, laugh at him. Be like...
We literally laugh at him.
Truly.
And I'm not kidding you. Like, can you say this too? I don't think bad thoughts about myself.
Never.
I hear some of my friends, the way they talk about themselves, how ugly they... I'm like, I have been through so much in my life. Like I love myself so much. Like I don't even let those thoughts come into my mind. And if for some reason they do, I literally laugh at those thoughts because I know what it is.
Yeah, it gets easier when you know. That's why wisdom, biblical knowledge is so good because you realize these things. What do you recommend we do when we don't hear God's voice? We could do a whole episode on God's voice.
We should.
But what I would recommend in short form is to, one, pray about it. Two, stay in the Bible, read the Bible, listen to sermons, listen to worship, fill yourself with the Holy Spirit all day long and ask the Holy Spirit to be in fellowship with you. I would then look at what could the contributing factors to why you're not hearing him be. What doors are you opening? Are you doing something that's pulling you? I know for me, there's different types of sins that will cloud me spiritually, and I'm unable to hear God's voice.
Yeah, when you really get into the Word in the mornings and you pray and you talk to him, I talk to him like he is our Father, but I talk to him like he's my best friend. I just talk to him when I'm cooking.
Yes.
And you have this sense of calmness when you're talking to him throughout the day, and you just can, that's when I think his voice can really comes into your head.
Yeah. Someone said, my prayer well is dry and I don't know how to fix it. I know for both of us, sometimes when things are hard, we don't pray, and it doesn't make any sense because that's when we need Jesus the most. But that's why, one, it's really important to have godly people around you to pray for you to strengthen your prayer life again. But what I would recommend is, one, you force yourself, because there are times where I have to force myself.
That's when you pray. That's when you should run to him the most.
Oh, my gosh. When you're so resistant, like, I don't feel like it. I don't want to. You got to go to him. You force yourself.
Yeah.
You ask God to restore your prayer life and help you with that. Jesus, please help me pray again. Show me how to pray. Remind me to pray. Convict me to pray.
Yeah.
How to know if the purpose you think you have is from God or selfish desire, the devil?
Well, it just depends. Are you serving others? Are you being of help? I think that's when you know it's from God. I think for me, the reason why I felt really tired and not good in my career is because I wasn't glorifying God. I was doing things that were just not glorifying him. It wasn't helping others. I felt purposeless. That's why I had this daunting voice in my head, like, I need you to do more. I have more for you.
Yeah. I love that. Helping, serving God, serving others, that's our purpose in life. Like, if you're doing those two things, you will do well. I think also to know whether if it's from God or if it's selfish desire, you need to look at who is getting the applause in everything that you do. Are you doing things for yourself to receive the applause, or are you doing it for the applause of God? Yeah. Are you doing it for the glory and the honor of God?
Yes, yes. Say that again.
I don't remember what I said.
Are you doing it for yourself, or are you doing it for the glory of God? Is that what you just said? Okay, because that is so true. We must do everything for God and not selfishly for ourselves.
Yeah, because one day, the thing is, like, one day you're going to be doing, and then you're not going to get the applause, and then it's going to be really painful. But if you do it for the applause of God, that's nothing can take that away from you. Yeah, I think
that's... Can I say one thing, too? While you're in... When I say stand still and focus on God, when you are feeling really depressed and alone and not purposeful, help others.
Yes.
The best thing you can do is love on others and be in need of others. That is going to... You will figure it out, and in those moments of helping people and loving people, and whether it's for animals or another human being, that in itself is going to give you so much purpose.
So, so true.
Yeah.
Love God, love others.
I think...
You guys, gosh, this was such a Jesus-centered podcast, and I'm so grateful.
Me too.
I just love him. And sometimes when we get stressed about the podcast, because obviously there are moments where we don't feel like we're good enough to do this, I always think we have the word. We have Jesus. It's not about us at all. Like, we will never run out of things to talk about because the word and God is, they're never ending.
Yeah.
So.
We want to thank you guys. We always say this, but we love you. So much. Your words, you have no idea what they do to us. I mean, thank you.
Talk about purpose.
Talk about purpose. You have given us more purpose than we could even fathom in our heads. Like, we are so happy. We are so filled just to know that we have you guys.
Yeah.
So we love you and we thank you and we appreciate you more than you will ever understand.
And
God bless you.
God bless you.
And we really are seeing all your messages and all your struggles and everything you're going through. And we are keeping you guys in our prayers as well.
Yeah.
Did I just say prayers?
Prayers. No.
Prayers. Do you know what I have?
What?
I hope it's not in the whole episode.
What?
I had a piece of an RX bar in my nail.
I hope everyone saw it. All right, you guys.
We love you.
Don't ever forget. Keep reading the Bible. Stay in the Word. Stay close to Jesus. We love you, but He loves you infinitely more. You have no idea. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He turn His face towards you and give you peace, peace, peace. Peace to you guys. We love you.
We love you.
We love you. God bless you.
God bless you.
In Jesus' name.